Matt's Moment, heard weekdays at 4:20 during Southern Rock, presented by Good Eats Kitchen on Eagle 98.1.
All right, so Matt, what did you have for lunch today?
Eggplant parm, a meatless
Yum.
Monday. But Good Eats keeps delivering, Michelle. I know we talked about, for some people, I think the food quality is the appeal. For some people, it's the price because it's cost effective. For me, it's the convenience. I mean, they delivered my meals for the whole week to work today. Erica had all day Sunday without having to cook meals, and I get great food all week long. I mean, it's for Good Eats Kitchen, man, the convenience for me has been awesome.
And you mentioned it too, so you had a meatless Monday.
And I just called you ma'am.
They have like options for everything. They've got carb conscious, keto conscious, you know, if you're trying to do vegetables only, they have all of that. And then another thing that makes it so easy and convenient is how they label each one for fish, meat, veggie only. So
it's color coordinated.
It is color coordinated. So you can see all of those pictures too for yourself, and you can see their menu at mygoodeatskitchen.com. Choose what meal plan you want, or go into any of their three locations here in Baton Rouge, Itchybon Square, Willow Grove, and just off of Corporate. And they also have a location in Lafayette as well. We have tons of Acadiana listeners. I never want to forget them.
Yep. Super easy. Mention us and you get 20% off.
There you go. That's right.
Crazy.
Matt's Moment, Matt Moscone, or Michelle Southern. 20% off is all yours.
So huge weekend for LSU and the Saints.
Yes.
Both kind of were on the field. Saints had their first preseason game. LSU had a scrimmage of fall camp. The big story for LSU was who wasn't there. Joe Burrow not there. Grant Delpit, Caleb Von Chasson, Christian Fulton. All in all, though, Ed Ogeron said none of them are serious. Some of those guys could even be back by the end of this week. Kind of what whispers, Delpit with a little hamstring, Burrow with a shoulder. I'm sure Ed Ogeron was ticked off that Joe Burrow got hit in a practice, even though quarterbacks are wearing no contact jerseys. But nonetheless, it doesn't seem like anything serious. Offensive line struggled a bit, but there's always sort of that conflicting thing, right? It's like, okay, does that mean the defense is really good or your offense is struggling a little bit? I think LSU's defensive front seven is veteran. They're going to be really, really solid this year. So that, and missing some guys, that was probably also why you saw some of the offensive struggles, namely, you know, your starting quarterback, that's going to affect things. As for the Saints, they lose at home to Minnesota on Friday. The loss, not that big of a deal. But some of the standouts, Latavius Murray, the free agent running back, was awesome, even catching the football. Deontay Harris, the kick returner, really dynamic. He's closing in on locking up a spot as the Saints' kick returner. And I thought, all in all, you saw some good performances from guys like Lil Jordan Humphrey, who's an undrafted free agent wide receiver, and Cyril Grayson, former LSU track guy who's trying to make the roster as a wide receiver with the Saints, had a beautiful catch on the sideline. Teddy Bridgewater had a pretty consistent day. We did not see Drew Brees play. Like, we can talk about the defense giving up some yards on the ground, but Cam Jordan didn't play. A lot of the regulars didn't play or didn't play much. I don't really worry about that. It's more who's going to win those last five jobs. And you got some really interesting competition right now among the wide receivers. You probably have like five guys vying for two or three spots among the receivers, and all are pushing hard right now.
Matt's Moment brought to you daily by Good Eats Kitchen. If you want to have those amazing lunches or dinners the way that Matt and I have been, you can stop in to Good Eats Kitchen, one of three locations in Baton Rouge, or also in Lafayette. You can buy them a la carte at any of those retail locations, or you can do what we're doing and choose a meal plan. You can do a three-day pack, which is nine meals, or a five-day pack, which is 15 meals. Select the meals. There's a huge selection, and they are absolutely amazing for only about $8 per meal. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com. Mention us and get 20% off.